Alright, people, this is King Rick 56 of the Daily, POS.org. And sitting next to me in this very room, or being somewhere else far away, is...
Krem the Quinlan Gwynlin from the Daily POS OS.org.
Yes, we're talking in slow motion today.
Whew. No, that's just how fast I think.
You think like a turtle, sir.
I think.
And, anyway, let's move on right to some more random bullshit that we have to do for you people. This is the DailyOS.org podcast, where we, every 2 weeks, we get together and bore you to tears for abruptly a long period of time, which is...
Abruptly 2 hours.
Yeah, abruptly 2 hours. It passes really quickly, believe me. Unless you're in normal time, then it goes on for quite a while.
We're going to fire the Noro beam.
Yeah, exactly. I have to keep a... Did you see the front page?
Oh, no. Hang on a second. Let me go check that. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've changed our name.
We have.
We're now the Daily Let's Placicate Isayo Kronos Lest He Leave Us Alone smileyface.org.
That's very interesting. I think that's going to really take our website in a new direction again. And... great things to come. A++ would change name again.
Yeah, we are dedicating this podcast to Isayo Kronos, our favorite member of the DailyPOS.org. He's leaving us.
May you rest in peace.
Yes, he's died. the angry hand of God has finally killed him.
Last thing he said to me, we got to clean up the streets. Babies can't get milk because mama is not posting about mechs enough or something.
Yeah, that guy, he really cared about the children and naked pictures of them.
I think he's a model for us all.
Yeah.
On what to do if we want to get into prison.
You know, that guy punched little girls for a while.
You gotta think of it from his point of view. If you were Isayo, would that not piss you off enough to punch little girls?
Yeah, I guess. They didn't have robotic mech suits on or something. Or Japanese schoolgirl uniforms, and he was just like, fucking! So, yes, wherever you
figure,
are, we dedicate this to you.
I just figure if I was him, I would be overcome by crippling rage at all times.
If I looked like him, I'd be overcome with grief and shame and suicide.
Ooh. Well, think about that t-shirt he's wearing. Jeez.
Yeah, he's got the most generic t-shirt ever.
Wait. I've got a couple highly generic ones.
I don't know. It might as well just be saying generic on it, you know. T-shirt. It should just say t-shirt.
I knew a guy like that once. It was pretty lame, though.
His face is anything from generic, though.
Oh. Yes, in several instances, I see.
Yes, he can stretch his eyebrows down like 3 or 4 inches.
I tried to learn to do that.
I'm not Jim Carrey, so I can't stretch my face in odd ways.
Ooh.
But yes, we dedicate this to you, Isayo Kronos. We are going to have a moment of silence for all the brain cells we have lost. Speaking to you, everybody settle down for a moment. This is to you, brain cells. Okay, that's enough silence. Today we'll be doing a bunch of mailbag bullshit, which we both of us, me and Krem, will do in our best Isayo Kronos voices.
Wait, I don't remember how he sounds.
Just... make up a voice you deem appropriate for him.
I didn't listen to your interview with him.
Neither nobody else did, believe me.
I didn't listen to it for probably more than, 30 to 60 seconds before I just got so bored with how completely unoriginal and uncreative and not good he was. Well, hey, I just did a good impersonation of him, I think.
Yeah,
you okay, let's move on to
mailbag. Yeah, let's go right into it. I'm going to load up mailbag right now. Oh, God, the south face.
Am I talking too close to my microphone again? I got to remember this stuff.
No, you're talking appropriate towards it because my voice on the sound waves on the Audacity is like roughly 2 times the size of yours.
Oh.
Well, now it
at
is.
At least that isn't.
Oh, wait,
at least
second.
That isn't
yes,
a consistent trend between us. Well.
All right. Just a second. Talk to the people. The quarters are over there. I already put them in the quarter roll. There ain't no more in there.
No, there ain't no quarters on me. There ain't no quarters on me. There might be quarters on
you.
No,
I used them. I turned them into singles.
Borders. Hoarders?
Yeah, he's doing laundry.
Quarters.
Anyway, back to the... Back to adventure.
Back to adventure.
Yes. I love when I'm interrupted. It's fun.
Mailbag, mailbag, mailbag. Right?
I think Static remembered it. The mailbag thing.
Yeah.
She told me afterwards.
We'll probably get it next time. Give it another couple weeks, folks.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to find it online and just push it there. Just, like, put it in there.
Yeah, okay.
Steve singing mailbag. Because fuck Joe.
Who?
You know that guy who replaced Steve Burns?
No, I'd kind of... I think I had grown out of it by that point.
Fuck you. Blue's Clues forever, nigga. Yeah. I used to watch Blue's Clues. I'm not ashamed. That was actually very cool cool animation in that show back when
mailbag,
it first came out.
Mailbag, mailbag, mailbag.
That was years ago. Jeez.
I'll just do it every time we get off topic.
All right. I have all... the few that got cut out of last week's mailbag?
Oh, you mean the half dozen that got cut out last mailbag?
Shh. Anyway, we're going to redo them this week.
Oh, awesome. Wait, did you recover them?
Yeah, well, the text is still here. I never got rid of the mailbag actual replies. But anyway.
I don't understand, but if you got the old stuff back, that's awesome. So let's go for it.
All right.
Let's go for it.
The first one is the stupid spatulator wrap bullshit. That we actually never...
Oh, those! I thought you meant the ones that Matt deleted.
No. The ones that that got fucked up, the actual audio got fucked up, and I had to cut out of the last week's mailbag.
Oh, those. Okay, we have to do them again. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. This job don't pay enough.
It is hourly wage, so I guess if we're going to burn time like that, we're going to burn time like that.
So, Spatulator put this whole rap into the thing, and we were like, ho, 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 we're not reading that, Spatulator. Fuck you. Lol. You know, we were badasses last week.
We were. We didn't take none of that shit.
And Krem says shit. Hallmark for pause.
Oh. I've been learning to use shit, actually. It's just as part of the Krem G thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you should say shithead more often.
It's any Sanji's favorite insult.
Hoge. Or Hoge. That's just a little in-joke between me and Star Eye. Haha, no one else would get it. Remember that chapter where Sanji was going to jump off the boat, ends up smashing into the side, and for the rest of the chapter, like, haha, you said Hoge.
I don't get it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Just nod and smile.
Mailbag, mailbag, mailbag.
Hey, podcast is just all about just... Okay, you know what? All that was my reply to Spatulator.
Yep, me too.
Alright, moving on. Fuck you, Spatulator. SK at theinternet.org.
Oh, I remember this one.
He says, I read the
Guys,
internet from...
Guys, we're in for a wild ride here.
Yeah, it's wild, buckethead emoticon. Alright, let's see here. His reply is, I read the internet from time to time, but I also enjoy listening to the internet. It's a great internet it is. This is a reply to last week's question about our how awesome we are at Mailbag. So, okay, SK, my reply again to you is, fun times.
My reply to you is, oh yeah, why don't you listen to this?
Ooh, Iceburn. Krim with the...
I told you I'm quick on the uptake.
He's a full of quick wit today, folks. Okay, this one is from Grimes again that we got last week. Let's see here.
Whoa, from Grimes.
Yeah,
awesome.
We got one from Grimes last week, and then it ended up getting cut out. And, you know, we can't skip over Grimes, or he'll go into an impotent rage.
Wow.
He says, I like shiny things. I think the fun beam needs to be fired at Liston, so he doesn't peg Ben for more copyright infringement or cyberbullying, whatever he's calling it this week.
My reply to you, Grimes, is, man, we graduated from that school already. Get with the times.
He's in the past.
He's in the past. He isn't even on Facebook. What the heck? Oh, wait. I'm not speaking of that. Never mind.
Swiftly moving along, my reply to Brandon Optimus Grimes is, hey, aren't you that Canadian guy? Also, for you folks who don't know, Liston is the guy who almost sued Ben Star-Eye Heyman for cyberbullying because he made a silly video about Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I couldn't make this shit up if I tried, folks. I really couldn't. Let's see here. The next one is from Ben Heyman. Let's see if Krem can pronounce this one. Let me copy-paste it.
Copy-paste.
Copy-paste.
Oh, that's, Gag Shivan.
And yet he actually pulls it off and makes me look stupid. Thank you, Krem.
No problem.
That's your job, apparently.
I'm highly literate.
Yes. Self-pwn. Okay. That was perfectly timed. Thank you.
I don't know how that happened.
All right. Ben Gageshiven Heyman says, I can't remember if I already wrote to this. Guys, did I already write to this? My reply is, who cares? Insert Krem's reply. Anyway, let's move on. Let's see here. Is Krem alive?
Go, go, Rick. Go, go.
Okay, anyway. From that Colexo fella, sometimes known as SK for silly reasons.
Skoda?
Oh, awesome. This is from this week's questioning. Let me go find the actual...
Oh, yeah. What was this week's... This last couple weeks questioning, anyways?
It was just something we all...
Did we ask, like... Hey, we're recording stuff still. Do we still suck, or are we getting better?
Nah, it's this week's question is, who do you think should be in the new Smash Bros. Game? Sub-question, you are Ben Tofu Sandwich Heyman. A meteorite crashes in your town, and you are sent on a quest to save the world. What will you do?
This could breed epic fan fiction, or nothing at all.
Oh, God, I hope it's not fan fiction. I don't want to read that out loud.
All right, reading out loud. I always got great grades in that in school.
Reading out loud. I always failed.
Don't worry, Rick. Dick and Jane was all sexist and gender roles stringent anyways.
Fun
Nobody
with Dick
liked
and Jane.
Them.
Let's see here.
Oh, it did make for some great puns later on. Jeez.
Oh, my. Krim, when will you stop being foul and swearing? All right, I should actually read this at some point, or you're going to start saying mailbag over again. Anyway.
Right.
From that Colexo fella, blah, 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 blah. I'm really hopeful of Sandbag and Metapod. In serious, I really hope to see Gino back. That probably isn't going to happen. Also, yeah, something from EB. No one expects, like that Starman guy. Those things I used to be all aghast about. Sub sandwich question. He better image fest it. And well, obviously, if Ben image fest anything, he'd never finish it.
Oh yeah. He would mysteriously disappear for 11 days and not finish it.
Getting
the hint there, Ben. Getting the hint. Jeez.
Oh yeah. Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
So Rick, let's discuss the fact that what our friend Ska there mentioned about Gino not being in the new game.
Yeah.
How about we discuss the fact that Nintendo never does what their fans most want them to do?
Let's discuss the fact that you should discuss the fact while I get the cord for my DS because it's flashing red light at me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it till just now, so the battery's almost dead, probably.
That could spell our doom at any moment.
Hurry, Krim, hurry! Fly the mailbag!
I think that Nintendo doesn't really respond to its fans' wishes very well, and I think that that might not be a good business model, but then they continue to sell millions of games anyways, which kind of sucks, and I think that people shouldn't buy their games so much if they're not getting the quality product they really want, and, economics, PlayStations, the 80s or something, and lastly, in conclusion, Metapod used Harden.
You there?
Your mom used Harden.
Ah, crap. Anyway, there you are. Plugged in. Day is saved.
Hey, Rick, I drove the car.
Off a cliff?
I didn't crash.
Yet.
It's not a cliff exactly.
Mild hill?
I'd call it more of a gully.
I can hear my dad in the other room punching ice out of the icebox because it's all stuck to the sides of it. Okay, let's move along on Mailbag Land.
I want to see your dad have a punching contest with Captain Falcon.
I don't know. My dad is pretty super caliber at punching.
Mm-hmm.
But we should really answer this Gino question. If I were going to have Gino, I'm not sure, would Gino translate well to Smash Bros?
Well, like I said last time we talked, you know, there's probably a lot of characters that we originally questioned whether they would or not, but then they did. I had my doubts about whether Bowser would translate to Smash Bros. Or whether Princess Peach or Princess Zelda would translate, or not to say anything against the ladies there, but, you know, and then,
yeah, fuck Samus.
Characters like that. You know, Ice Climbers, how the heck did they do that? Or Mr. Game & Watch.
You're naming off the people I never use.
Well,
they are the Kate, Scythe, and Yuffie of Smash Brothers. Nobody ever uses them.
They are the,
Quick, Krim, man. Say something smart.
Pachirisu?
Okay, I guess that counts.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm
Pachirisu is in the new Super Smash Brothers.
I have doubts
about
Wario.
You know that's
going to
happen. I mean, you know that's going to happen, right?
Well, I'm not sure, really. Either way, I'm
No,
not sure.
they're gonna do it. They're gonna do it, even if it is just to piss people off. They're gonna have Pachirisu in there, I'm sure of it.
If they put a Pokemon in there, yes, I say Pokemon, not Pokemon. Pokemon. If they have a Pokemon in there, I really hope it's an interesting one, like Mr. Mime or Gengar.
It'll just be Lucario, probably.
Something lame.
This is cynical Krem talking.
Where's 12-year-old Krem? I want to do mailbag with 12-year-old Krem.
Oh dear. Maybe someday, Rick. Maybe someday.
Get that time machine working.
Yeah. Oh shit. Well, yeah.
But I won't say anything more because you don't actually read the updates for Smash Brothers, so I can't tell you anything about what's going on. Let's see here. The next.
Right, I don't read the updates.
Yes, you do.
Shut up, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I try not to.
No, you don't. Every night you're like waiting till 3 o'clock
I
EST
try
time.
not to. It's just when, when I'm in Melee and they're saying stuff about, well, I knew it. I knew somebody was going to be able to transform. And I'm like, was transforming, and then and then, it's horrible, but it happens sometimes. And
Well, regarding that, I think out of all the characters, I'm not sure about Wario the most. Seems to be he's farting a lot.
it's very true. A lot of people weren't extremely impressed by flatulence being one of his main things.
It's not really one of his gimmicks either. So where did they pull
It's
farting
not.
out
He's
of?
never he. He's never used it in any of his games before. I mean, I think at one point he had some bad armpit odor, but mostly it's him and his garlic,
Yeah, cheese.
Does garlic cause gas? I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. I don't eat garlic. I'm a vampire.
Probably wouldn't be that green though. They just really played up the whole sulfur element, I guess.
Krem busting out Dr. Krem. I do hope Dr. Mario
Mailbag.
returns. I did like Mario
Mailbag.
Team. Oh, be quiet.
Mailbag.
Be quiet with that mailbag shit. Anyway, we'll move on because Krem's being mailbag guy again.
These feet was made for walking.
From Alucard. Ugh.
That guy.
He says, I think they might add Midna riding on Wolf Link. That would be interesting. I hope they do Claude Strife. Ruffle. Colon O O O O O O O. Also, if I was on that quest as Ben Heyman, I'd walk up to the man and pour bone sauce on his face and say, Ruffle, I stuck it to the man. Where's the delete button?
Where's the ignore and possibly call the police button?
Restraining order button. I use restraining
Doesn't the
order in
iPhone
attack
do that?
mode.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Let's see. What was he saying? I don't know. Something dumb about Smash Brothers.
I don't know, the dumb filter in my brain just filtered all that out. It was white noise at some point.
Yeah.
Was just
Well, you
static.
know what they say about white noise.
Oh. Anyway. Strictly moving along. From Straw Hat Wally! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Straw Hat Wally! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. He says
Straw Hat Wally.
they should add Earthworm Jim. They are already adding in Sonic things. They may add in Barack Obama to show their support against the war.
I think that he's a great man, and I think that he really knows the direction things should be moving in. He knows how to do the right thing, and
He's gay
well,
and a bear.
it's pretty inspiring.
Okay, my reply to Wally is, you be crazy, fool. I have nothing else. I can't really think of anything funny. Swing and a miss.
Maybe we should try planning out our responses to the mailbag letters ahead of time.
Nah, I think us being boring is actually funny to some people. God knows what
Yeesh.
they're smoking.
That's what we call poorly adjusted children.
Ooh, snap against SK. Ooh.
Oh, what? What?
Okay, from Crossco at
Wow.
on July 4th today.
Well,
Question.
that's dead.
He says, Navi. He suggests Navi for the Smash Bros. Melee or Brawl or whatever they're calling it. And his sub question is, "Hey, this sounds familiar, Rafael." Cruz is about as interesting in text form as he is in real life, basically. Not interesting at all.
Wait, what did he say again?
Don't
Oh,
worry,
he
you're not
said.
missing anything.
Wait, who is the guy that he said they put in the game?
Navi, the fairy from that one game involving
Oh,
Link.
you pronounce your V's like V's over the DS, I think.
Navi? What am I supposed to call her?
Yeah, your V's sound like B's.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
Oh, I'm just picking cotton, Rick. Come on. Mailbag, mailbag,
Don't
mailbag.
insult my language barriers. I learned how to spell from Hooked on Phonics, thank you.
I'm trying to learn how to speak jive just as well as Ante can.
I don't know, Auntie's a magical guy.
Let me give it a try. Let me give it a shot. Well, okay, shoot me our next mailbag reply and I'll try it.
All right, here we go. You want me to send it to you?
Oh no, just my response will be in jive.
All right, you'll have to wait a bit. This is a long one.
Oh.
From Static2007 at Hotmail.com. I probably shouldn't have said her email, shouldn't I? Whoops. Anyway, moving right along.
Have you considered horses lately?
Anyway, moving swiftly along, I personally would like to see Lucario show up. Oh wait, it's basically the Mewtwo of Diamond and Pearl series, even though it's not legendary or psychic because of the recent Pokemon movie on it. And Lucario's design is overall kick-ass. I'm going to use one in double battle with Shuckle, that, and he's got a lot of interesting moves, including Bone Rush. LOL eyebrows. I think this would be an excellent Pokemon to put in. P.S. Mewtwo, come back, please. Sub question. I would probably go there with a dog and a fat kid. I don't like to inspect the meteorite, talk to a bug, go back to the fat kid's house only to watch in horror as the bug is smashed and killed in the prime of its life. Rest in peace, dear friend. So, yeah, my reply to this is, didn't we just say Lucario would show up? Jive Krem, you were up.
Girl, I think you all talking like they've been making games and we all got to know that they
You failed,
highlight the
Jive.
song.
You failed.
I
Jive
fail
Krem.
at improv. Why don't you just get Rob to do this with you? Jeez, he'd be. That guy's a mile a minute just like Auntie is.
Yeah, but it's funny to make fun of you.
Cause I'm slow, jeez.
Oh, self snap.
I couldn't even think of a better insult than slow. It's the most basic thing I could have called myself.
Rapeable?
Not that kind of slow.
Well, it's the end of mailbag. Final thoughts, Slow Krem.
Slowcrumb. I think it was a very interesting time we had today. I think it enriched us all, and we're all going to leave here better people for what we've heard. I think that these two men, Krem and Rick, we owe a lot to them, and next time we have this banquet, we may just be seeing a bit more of that most dynamic of duos.
Goo hoo hoo, gonna get ya.
Yeah, I'm just being random.
Excuse me, sir, could you please take your seat?
No, rebel, 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 rebel.